Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, we'll hear from the founder and president of the Red House of Hope, and she'll tell us about the upcoming Hope Restored fundraiser supporting Red House of Hope April 27th. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. When I spoke with Red House of Hope founder and president Melissa Walczak earlier this week, I began by asking her to tell us more about herself.
Just an ordinary person, right, with an extraordinary call from God. I am a wife. I am a mom, a grandmom, which is the best. And I've been a registered nurse for, I think it's 35 years now, 28 years at Mayo, and then retired to pursue a business adventure as well as the nonprofit 501c3 that developed the Red House of Hope. And actually just recently, within a little over a year now, I started working just one day a week back doing nursing at Spiro Wellness in Chippewa Falls. So that has been a wonderful opportunity and just evolved in a lot of community activities. And as a nurse, we dealt with a lot of mental health and a lot of addiction issues. And then you kind of, as a nurse, you think, wow, that's like them, right? Like it wasn't us until it affected our own family. And we had someone that was like a daughter to us that died of an overdose, as well as several other people within our family dealing with mental health and addiction issues. And so here we are today.
I guess that gives us some background, but tell us a little bit more about having that that burden, that tragedy of someone who losing someone who was like a daughter to you. How did that burden and that heartache lead to starting the Red House of Hope?
Well, as we as that happened, and we had been helping and doing some mentoring right outside, we didn't have this nonprofit yet, and we had thought that we had done everything that we could do, but the resources and the system just, you know, there was such a lack, and it was so difficult to find the help and the hope that was needed. She would always say that she had a monkey on her back, and she couldn't get it off, even though she did so many good things herself personally for the community. And so what happened after she had passed away, of course I was angry. I was super angry because we had, you know, poured into her. We'd helped with her children. And so really I got a download. God gave me a download for a vision for a Hope Restored Retreat Center and for this mentorship program that we would come alongside those that are dealing with mental health, addiction, families that have dealt with suicide, and just come alongside them as mentors. And that's really where it started. It started back in 2019 is where we got the vision. 2020 is when the nonprofit started. And then, of course, we all know what happened in 2020. And there was a super huge increase in the need for mental health. And so we had people come alongside us with the nonprofit that became mentors. And we just started mentoring those that were in need with mental health and addiction.
So what's been going on at Red House of Hope more recently?
So recently, within this last few months, we have been able to obtain the retreat center that in 2020 we had the vision of getting. It's a community retreat center. It is not where someone would be like living or staying. There might be some short term, but what we have been doing is we've been doing a lot of things, Mark, but we have been actively doing this mentorship program. It increased substantially with the closing of HSHS and Prevea, and then we utilized quite frequently with our mentees the Ellie Phillips Detox Center. So we're definitely in prayer, but we have expanded through the Chippewa Valley. So I know you said in the beginning, well, you know, the retreat center actually is located in Dunn County, but we're having the fundraiser in Chippewa County. And we actually are in the Chippewa Valley and beyond. We have been mentoring and guiding people from all the way. We've had some people in Minnesota. We've had some people in La Crosse. But our specific area is the Chippewa Valley, and we have just started now doing some mentorship with some in the Chippewa Falls area. So I don't know if that answered all that question, but the retreat center right now, we're holding mental health events at it. We just had a phenomenal, so every, just write this down, everyone, every second Saturday from 1 to 3 p.m. at the retreat center, we have a mental health event, and we have speakers come in, and it's very interactive. And we had internal medicine doctor, Dr. Cabola, and his wife, a psychiatrist who helps out on our team, Dr. Brenda Cabola, they came down, and it was so powerful. The month before, we had a gal from Minnesota. So a lot of activity happening down there. We've had, so again, when you're talking about mental health, we do have a lot of veterans. So we're servicing a lot of veterans, and so we've had veterans events down at the Red House of Hope. It was probably one of the most powerful events we had. We had several veterans all the way from Vietnam up until active military right now at this event, and they shared their testimonies and the chains that came off. My father had never, he's a Vietnam vet, I had never heard him share with anyone. And that day, for some reason, he got up and he shared. And my mom said, it hasn't been the same. Like, chains came off. And so we just seek and we ask God, what's the next thing? We just had worship down there, had two different churches. That's our goal, is to bring all of the different churches together. This is, you know, not about one church. It's about the kingdom, and that's happening. We had worship with two different churches, and actually, let me just clarify. The worship leaders were from two different churches. We had about five or six different church presentation there for this worship, and then a lot of our mentees, and it was just powerful to be able to just pray over them, for them to, many of them said they'd never felt anything or had anything like that happen before to them with this beautiful worship that was happening in prayer.
All right, we're talking to Melissa Walczak, the Red House of Hope. It's located in Mondovi at E7303 County Road O, and bringing hope to those affected by addiction, mental health, and poverty. Now, we're kind of underscoring what you do, leading towards the fact that the Hope Restored fundraiser is coming up April 27th. So let's take it in that order in terms of, you've talked about the mentorship programming, one-on-one support. Your press release talked about community program partnerships, shared resources, referral services, building trust and opening doors, community well-being events, and Hope Restored retreats. So it's not necessarily like a 8 to 5, 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, is it? I mean, when is the Red House of Hope open, and is some of the work done kind of beyond just the location of the home?
Right. Our vice president, Deb, likes to clarify, and she had lost her brother to suicide, and she said, it is not, we are not within walls. There are no walls. You know, just like the church, we are the church, right? And so the retreat center is a wonderful, beautiful place that you can come to. Anyone can come to. Like Mark, you could come to and bring your family to it. You know, it's got a pickleball court. It's got a saltwater pool. We're actually booking up through May and June for different events. We've got a men's event. There's a church group coming down with a men's event. We've had people that you know very well that just came to a silent retreat a month ago down at the Red House. So that is, you know, that's happening there. But we are all volunteers right now. So we're praying for some grants to come in, and of course the funding. We're a nonprofit 501c3, and so it is a 24/7 job. Because, you know, when someone comes out of jail or someone relapses and they're one of our mentees, we're there for them. And, you know, we do an intake on each person that wants to become a part of this program. And, again, I want to clarify, we are mentors. We do have social workers and psychiatrists and people that help out on our team. But the mentorship program is truly coming alongside them and becoming their family. And so we meet with that mentee, you know, on a weekly, sometimes when it's in a crisis, it's a daily basis. A lot of times we get calls. I just got a call. So we work with a lot of the police departments in each of the counties. I and my secretary were just at a huge mental health event down in Durand for Pepin County yesterday, and worked with all the Pepin County mental health services. And so a lot of times they're reaching out to us if they cannot, just don't know what to do because they have someone in crisis. And so we just actually had a ambulance and police service from Hammond call us the other day. That's just an example of someone that was homeless, trying to get to Eau Claire, wanted to get into Hope Gospel, still needed to do the intake, but had nowhere to go, had no money. And so we got to walk through some resources with them because we have partners and we have people that we're working with. There's a cool program in Dent County called Project Hope, and we work with those officers. And long story short, this person, they were able to, because, you know, they can't share any information or anything, but I was told that they were able to get them into one of the facilities that we had recommended and that we have gave the numbers to. So it's just things like that. Sometimes you just need that middle person, because most of the people that we're mentoring, they just are in survival mode. Even though we have all these amazing things out there, we do. I mean, we work with all kinds of different programs and services, but they can't even pick up the phone or don't even know the next step. All they want to do is get off the street or get out of their domestic violence situation or their trafficking situation or whatever that is. Or again, a lot of it with us is dealing with people that are on, you know, fentanyl is one of the number one killers right now. And if you guys don't think it's affecting or could affect your family, it can, because it's in vapes. It's in, you know, all kinds of things that are getting to our kids, and we need to, and that's a lot of what we do too, Mark, is a lot of education. So we work with the health departments and stuff to get education out there, and that was part of what we were doing last night to the community and beyond.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Melissa Walczak, I've known you a little bit. We met in terms of your business venture a few years back, but as I think about you and your background, I mean, you're high energy, you're a get it done, you're an Action Jackson person. And that's exciting to see even how God's using you with the Red House of Hope. And so finally, talk about the bottom line of why we're even doing this interview. We've kind of set it up, but is this part here, the Hope Restored fundraiser supporting the Red House of Hope. It's coming up April 27th, 5:30, the Welcome and the Social, the program at 6:30 at the Columbus Hall, 236 Pump House Road in Chippewa Falls. But tell us about that.
Yeah, so it's not just an event. It is a promise. It is just really symbolizing a collective commitment to restore hope, to renew spirit, to unite hearts within our community. And so the Hope Restored is going to just be an evening filled. I mean, just come. It's got inspiration, entertainment, connections. We're actually going to be having some live performance. So we've got a singer that's coming in from 5:30 to 6:30. At 6:30 to 7, you're going to hear some amazing testimonies. We have been super blessed with a professional videographer that has done an amazing video for us that is going to be played for the first time at this event. And then we've got some great testimonies that you're going to hear from. The fundraiser itself, we've got beautiful, just thank you for everyone that has donated, silent auction items. We've got live auction. We've got a 50-50 raffle going on. There's complimentary desserts and appetizers, and I'm telling you, very yummy ones that have been donated by local vendors, and so we'll be advertising them. I do want to just put a shout-out to, we've had people that have sponsored the event, and they will have tables at the event, and so Wascala and Stone Service Monuments both did platinum sponsorships, so we just want to do a huge shout-out to them, as well as our other sponsors. We've got several churches and banks, and we just are so blessed by the outpouring of just hope that's being brought back to the community. We want prayer, absolutely. That's the most powerful thing. You know, we need help, right? We need more mentors and mentees and volunteers. And then, of course, the finances. It costs money to run, you know, the nonprofit and to help with the mental health crisis that we have going on right now in the community.
Hmm. Absolutely. And you talked earlier about with the closing of HSHS, thinking about that, particularly Sacred Heart and the psych floor that they had, and to lose that, a major blow. And in terms of the services they provided in terms of addiction and losing Ellie Phillips in Chippewa Falls. But, you know, maybe it's foreshadowing that you are there and have had a chance to amp up a little bit and be here to try to join with others and meet this growing need, right?
Absolutely. We just started a trauma reboot program, and we have a lot of other programs that are getting set in place. And this isn't just for, you know, a lot of people are thinking, you know, that you're just dealing with someone that maybe is coming off the streets. But, you know, we are helping people that are, you know, EMS, police officers. You know, again, we talked about the veterans and actually leaders in this community that are truly struggling. There's a lot of struggling happening out there. And I personally have a state patrol officer, a paramedic, and a son that works towing trucks. They're on the front lines, and they're seeing and they're sharing the difficulties that are out there, especially when we don't have a detox center anymore. I mean, the hospitals can only handle so much, you know, and there has definitely been an increase in suicide, even over the last month or so that have been brought to our attention anyway, and helping families, or if we can just help to prevent, you know, one. It's mm-hmm. like we've just, I mean, if somebody's listening today and they need help, just reach out, because it's just so worth it just to reach out and know that you're going to be loved and valued, because we love and value everyone on earth as in heaven. And so there is no judgment with this nonprofit. We're just going to come alongside you, and we're going to be there to help empower you, not enable you.
Fantastic. Melissa Walczak with the Red House of Hope. Again, their Hope Restored fundraiser supporting the Red House of Hope on April 27th, the Welcome and Social at 5:30, the program at 6:30. Do they need to let you know they're coming in advance, or?
You know, if they want to go, I would love for everyone to go on to www.redhouseofhope.com. Go ahead mm-hmm. and fill out the contact sheet, and then you just can comment if you are coming, but you do not have to. I mean, we're going to have, we actually have consumable fire pizza are donating too, so we're going to have a pizza trailer there. And then, again, we have lots of different things donated, and so we will have plenty of appetizers. I mean, again, we got pizza too, appetizers and desserts. So you do not have to RSVP. It's at Columbus Hall. They so graciously donated that for us. That's how we got into Chippewa, because mm-hmm. they donated the venue for us. And so it holds, I think, over 300 people.
Fantastic. All right. Again, learn more at redhouseofhope.com. That's redhouseofhope.com. Exclusively on this Chippewa Valley This Week, talking the full program with Melissa Walczak, the founder and president of Red House of Hope. And as we close, Melissa made reference to Breaking Chains, reminding me of this song from Zach Williams, On Our Way Out. Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice at the same old lies, if you're trying to fill the same old holes inside, there's a better life, there's a better life. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom, save it, he's a prison shaking savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker.